In Beijing, 18 college graduates have become professional farmers with agricultural knowledge on planting and irrigation and ample experience. Mm. In labs, they're introducing modern agricultural technology to traditionally labor-intensive farming. Yes, so tell me more about what exactly is going on with these highly educated, professional farmers.
Well, so these, costumed college graduates, they started to work in a greenhouse in Beijing, Xiaotangshan, a special vegetable plantation, taking care of new tomato species imported from Israel, Holland, and other countries with traditional advantages in agriculture. And these students from across China are pioneers who respond to a project in Beijing aiming at popularizing modern agricultural technology and seeking scientific approach to cultivate professional farmers.
You know, this reminds me of a very special roundtable we did in the past where we talked about street cleaners that needed to have college educations because there was GPS involved and all these different technical aspects. Basically, what I'm saying is, how is this surprising anyone? Because in the past, we talked about how college students,were doing the jobs of street cleaners, and they were doing it really well. But as we have said so many times, and guys, in so many ways, the world is becoming a place where you have to have skills, you have to have education, and you have to have understanding, because we're not going the other direction. Of course, we're always going to need agriculture and food, but how we do it, how we make it more convenient...I mean, this shouldn't surprise anyone. In fact, there's a very popular movie that came out not too long ago called The Martian. Basically, it's us saving Matt Damon again because he's always getting into trouble. But he was a botanist. So through his study of plant life, he was able to, you know, grow food on Mars and able to live there much longer than he would have been able to without that. So I think, yeah, this seems like a college career choice that could be very smart.
Yeah, I think the highlight here is not actually agriculture majoring students going to be a professional farmer, because they're not actually trying to grow a lot of things from the land. They're trying to perfect the whole procedure to making the future agricultural industry more efficient and more easy and need less labor. And so it's more like a research thing instead of growing things from the land kind of thing. And that is really good because we know that there are less and less farmers in China, andwe are trying to make that okay by applying all the technology in it. And with their specialties, they're trying to put their theory into practice. So that is, I feel like, the story is about.
But manpower isn't necessarily the movement we're going towards. You know, You know, I was looking up some of the recent tech that's come out in the U.S., and now they're using drones to crop dust, so you don't even need a pilot to fly these planes. Everything's going to be kind of like robotics. And Liu Qinglin, a college graduate student from Beijing University of Agriculture, told a reporter, "The intellectual greenhouse is like my lab.And I'm no stranger to farm work, for I started to help my parents with farming since I was young. My family owns 5 acres of peach land. Every day my parents were busy, and they suffered a lot from heavy labor work." And so he's talking about basically how hard it is to be a farmer. And I think a botany and these kinds of studying how to makeplants be cultivated in much an easier way, and even like adding engineering to that, could exactly fix the problem you're talking about, where you don't need necessarily manpower. You don't need heavy labor. You can create a robot or a drone that can do that for you.
I think that's really interesting, and getting to know what happens on American farms is, I remember watching a documentary years ago, and I was astounded by how much automation and machinery is involved in an American farm, that often you just need one or two human beings to operate on a vast amount of land.
Or code it.
Pardon?
I say, or just code it so you don't have to do a thing. You just push a button, and then the whole process starts.
See, that's not even something I can fathom right now. So it shows that actually today, in the frontier of agricultural development, actually, there's so much technology, there, and you need highly educated people to utilize that. So that part I understand. But why is it that when we put all of this in a Chinese context, it all seems counterintuitive? Because I think certainly one thing that comes to mind is that even till today, when Chinese people, envisage what goes on in a farm as we get our vegetables and all and other food stuff, it's often still the very old-fashioned style of farming that maybe machinery is involved, but hardly this kind of high-tech lab and greenhouse with a lot of new technology that's embedded in it. So how is it that now young people are actually willing to devote their career into this?
See, I still feel like they're, this college students or college graduates are still, they're not seeing this as a professional farmer kind of profession. They're still seeing themselves as a researcher, doing their scientific thing in a lab. So, and also when it comes to farming in China, it's, on one hand, our geographical situation here is not that easy for a machine to work in the pastime. So it's not that automation, the automation thing is not that popular in China back in those days. So we kind of have that habit of relying on manpower a little bit more. But now the technology is developing. So when we actually can do this, another problem, got to the surface. That is the money problem. So in order to equip those farmers with this high technology, kind of machinery, we still need a great fund and they need to accept that. So they need to make sure it's not cost that them that much. They are still making a lot of money through that procedure. So I can understand there will be problem in practice, but it is no problem the right direction.
I think it comes from a lack of knowledge, okay? When you hear street cleaner, you automatically assume maybe someone who's not as educated, yet we see that changing. So we're in a time where things are changing. What we called a farmer in the past, maybe that's how we still think of it, but it's starting to change. Now a farmer could be a guy that got his master's and is growing stuff on Mars in 20 years from now. You know, no, really, because, you know, we have in the ISS, the International Space Station, and I know those Chinese astronauts that went up there, they were experimenting with trying to grow stuff in space because everybody's in this frantic race to get to Mars, yet it is a 2-year-long journey. So technology and these kinds of things need to be readily available for the sustainability of A, getting to Mars or something like that, and then B, creating a colony. So this is something that is, I think, a lot of investment. It is our future. It is where we need to go. And it's food, because we always need food. Guys, there's still starving people in the world. So if we can make more food easily available and less expensive, how great is that? I mean, I remember my mom, we'd go to the grocery store and it'd be like the off-season for blueberries. But God, I love blueberries, by the way. And I'd be like, Mom, I want blueberries. And she's like, well, it's not the season, Ryan. They're a little bit expensive. But hey, if they could be readily cheap all year round, that sounds good for everybody. And I think it's really cool, too, because, you know, I think practical knowledge is one of those things you can't, you just can't put that stamp of saying it's not useful, even if it's knowledge about, like, farming. Because imagine if there comes a day where grocery stores have no food. Maybe civilization has kind of collapsed. These are going to be your best friends. These are going to be the ones you're like, hey, buddy, I know I said you're just a
learning a bunch of junk over there in farming school, but how about we be friends? Because I haven't eaten in a while.
Yeah, okay, that's a legitimate question for sure, and I want to find out these people, maybe, you know, be prepared for
that.
Making friends in advance.
Hey, buddies.
Yeah, I think certainly this is a good type of investment, and I see it in a slightly different way, as New Holin has alluded to the point earlier, as now in China, and increasingly in the next decade, we will see the urgence of to answer this question, that is, who will farm the land in the future? As currently already we're seeing the guys, the males in their prime, they are increasingly moving from the countryside to the cities to find a job in the city, which is probably higher paid. And then who's doing the farm work? It's the elderly and the ladies. They're the women that's left home in the villages that's doing this very labor-intensive work. And this is not sustainable. What is the future? We see in, you know, car-making factories already, robots are being put in place. And here, I think automation and also more advanced technology in these greenhouses and such, these are probably where the future lies in that regard. So this is not just an occupation discussion, but also I think this is food security about the future discussion as well.
I mean, how is New Holin going to get her lemons if nobody's farming them?
Exactly.
Okay, but listen, guys, I think we live, and I've said it before, especially my friends, I think we live in one of the most exciting times human beings have lived in, because our capabilities are starting to reach well beyond the realm of nature that we're almost uncomfortable with. We are talking about these ethical things when it comes to babies and how we can control our own, you know, birthing processes, these kind of things. Now we're looking at things like street cleaners and farmings, all these kind of jobs that used to just be very easy manual labor type jobs. But those kind of jobs, I don't think will be the same in the future. The world is all technology, and it's moving that direction. We need people that are skilled and know it just as well.
Yes. And I have, like, several tips to those fellow farmer friends. That is, first, you can have a kind of internet plus kind of thinking. So maybe sell your fresh, organic, all natural food on WeChat, so we know it's nice. And then when your business growing bigger and better, you have a brand kind of awareness, knowing that you should create your own brand and start your own business. That might make you a modern day new farmer.
Yes, and that's probably going to be future requirements for farmers
in
the modern age. You're listening to Roundtable with myself, He Young, Ryan Price, and Yo Holin.